SAS Will Lehman is also engaged in a complicated relationship, and the object of his desire seems to abandon him all the time.
It is sheathed in black lacquer and pitch as a prairie night sky, shaped like a large drop of oil coming out of a faucet in slow motion. It is my favorite inanimate thing, my pen. Pens, I know, are as disposable as used staples or fast food napkins. One slips out of your pocket at the movies, so you grab 10 more for free the next day at work. You have so many in your family's kitchen drawer that you take the black and blue ones for granted, and you treat the red and green ones like little kids who ask too many silly questions. Cute, but hardly worth your time. But my pen is different. It sits in my hand like a quality flashlight or a kitchen carving knife. The ink pours like lava as my pen works itself against the page, as my words illuminate an idea or carve out an argument. My pen knows my habits and makes suggestions. It writes itself. And so, when it suddenly vanished, I was a man without his right hand. I was a blank page. I could picture my pen on the side of a milk carton, midnight black, worn around the top of the cap, its pocket clip a treble clef. It was packing blue rollerball ink I had just replaced the day before. Why, that pen had a good 3 weeks of writing in it when it strayed. This, my wife assured me, is what pens do. They kiss and tell, cut and run, break your heart. There are other fish in the sea. Besides, she said as she fingered her BlackBerry, who even needs a pen these days? My pen cannot spell check. It contains no pull-down menu of fonts. It can't search for all my semicolons and turn them into ampersands. It utilizes neither Google Earth nor YouTube, and Steve Jobs did not have it designed in an underground bunker by a team of Uber dweebs wearing European eyeglasses and thrift store clogs. It is just a pen. A missing pen. I slept fitfully. I dreamt about a river of blue-black ink, and I followed it into dreams of regret. Come morning, facing another day of pedestrian penmanship, the world seemed dimmer, more ballpoint, more graphite. At school, I graded papers with a Bic stick. Every letter and dash was no better than hieroglyphic. And then I saw it. Resting in a seat where I'd leaned back too far, honestly lonely, waiting for me, smiling at me, hand ready and full of ideas, truly the author of this essay. Had I really spent the better part of a day in mourning? Why not? It was my best friend, my pen.
Essayist Will Lehman is a writer, teacher, and musician in the Washington, D.C. area.